Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His very beautiful kalam has mentioned the three important stages of life, the three most important stages of life, the three phases of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin. It is Allah who has created you in a state of weakness. It is Allah who has created you in a state of weakness. Khalaqakum min du'afin. That is the first stage of a human being in his life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him very, very weak. So when you look at the baby independently can't even talk, independently can't even move, independently can't even walk, and this baby is totally dependent. The only thing the baby knows what to do is to cry, and so crying is the only thing that the baby knows. Other than that, he has no knowledge of anything. They've tried so much to sort this out, but I don't know what is happening. So a human being is very, very weak. That is the first stage of life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after being weak, makes you strong again. Allah makes you strong again. And this is the second phase of life. And so where a person then becomes independent, he becomes baligh, he has an understanding, mashallah. Let me try holding it. Muhammad, maybe we need you here, man. He's asking for your hands, Muhammad sahab. Ye jab bhi bayan karta ho, this happens, and they've tried to sort it out, but unfortunately, this noise is coming. I'm not enjoying my bayan at all. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the middle part is that a person is very, very strong. And this section is the most important part in a human's life, where he is young, very powerful, and energetic. That is the second phase of a person's life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Then the last phase of a person's life, Allah Pak is saying, that from being strong, Allah reverses the process, and you will become weak, and old age will come to you. Two words. ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. That you become za'if, you become weak. And so slowly you will find that after 50, 55, a person is slowly in that decline, he is becoming weak. And then a time comes that he will know that he has reached old age. Du'afan wa shayba. Yakhluqu ma yasha. Allah is saying, I create how I will. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى. Whatever I want, I can do. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. And Allah has all the knowledge. And He is Qadir, most capable. Allah can do whatever He wants. And so here in this ayatul kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted for us three stages of human life. The first and the last is weak. The first and the last requires some form of aid, that you might be dependent on someone. And especially the first, when you're a baby, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you two protectors. One is your mother and one is your father. At the last phase, when a person becomes old, there's a possibility that now the youth need to look after once upon a time who were their protectors. So you are also dependent. And so your real life, what the Quran is saying, your real life, the prime years, is the middle portion of your life. From your bulug and from maturity as you go forward, and mashallah, in which you find a lot of strength and you have energy and your youthful years. Your youthful years are the most important years in your life. And this is what the Quran is telling us. And unfortunately, what happens is that it is the youthful years that shaitan targets the most. It is when you are young that the shaitan will try to make this man or this young man commit sins. And you will find that the youth want to actually fulfill their desire more and more and more when they are young. And so in the modern world today, you will find that if you look at the ratio and if you divide your life into three parts, the sins that are committed most of the time is in the middle portion when you are very, very young. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the people of Iman that when you are young, when you are energetic, when you have a clear understanding, mashallah, you can run, you can think, you are not dependent on anyone. When a person is in his prime age and when he then understands, what is right and what is wrong. And he is praying namaz, fajr, zohar, asr, maghrib, isha. And he is reciting the Quran. And he fears Allah. And he enjoys this dunya, but in a halal manner. He enjoys this dunya in a halal manner. Then he becomes the pride of the makhluk that is in the heavens. He becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, my respected brothers, when you're old, then sometimes you can't do the things that once you could do when you were young. You can't do that running around. But when you're young, subhanallah, you can really invest in the hereafter. And this is what shaitan does. Shaitan targets a person who is young. In the Quran it comes that the most difficult thing for shaitan is to see a Muslim young boy go to the madrasa. What is most difficult for shaitan? To see, mashallah, when you come here at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock and in fact everywhere in Leicester, you will see Muslim children, mashallah, in their kurta, girls, coming to madrasa and going back at home. And you will see students going to Darul Uloom. This is so difficult for shaitan to see. He does not mind that the student, a Muslim child, wakes up in the morning and he goes to school. That is fine with him. In fact, that is what he wants. That you go to school, you go to college, you go to university. But when a child goes to madrasa, and when a child goes to a Darul Uloom, the Quran says, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. The tafsir of this, one tafsir of this ayat kareema is, that the shaitan says, when I see a student that is going to the madrasa or Darul Uloom, I will stand on his right, I will stand on his left, I will block him from the front, I will block him from the back. I will block him from all direction to stop him from going to the madrasa. To stop him from going to Darul Uloom. Why, my respected brothers? Why is this so difficult? Because when a student goes to the madrasa, when a student is learning about Islamiyat, then this will mean that, mashallah, even when he is young, he will understand the importance of salah, the importance of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the corruption that comes when he is young, it is difficult for shaitan. Very difficult for shaitan. And so when you look at the references that are made in the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will generally see a theme where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the youth a lot in the Quran, in the hadith. In the hadith you'll find where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant young men shade under the arsh of Allah. Young men shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are they? These are the young youth, mashallah, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And yet they have the fear of Allah. And they have the ability to stop themselves and to control themselves to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was reading a book which is titled as Urdu Ki Sachi Kahaniya. Urdu Ki Sachi Kahaniya. Very nice book. In which people have given the true incidence of life. And this young Pakistani girl, Muslim girl, talks about what happened to her and how shaitan plots, especially the youth, the planning. She says that, I have a mobile phone and all of my friends, alhamdulillah, are female friends. But somehow one day, I got a phone call which I did not recognize. And when I said hello, it was a male, a young man, talking to me very sweetly. How are you? How is everything? And immediately this young girl, when she heard that it's a man, a boy, a young boy, talking to her, she said, wrong number, and she cut the phone. MashaAllah, bole bhai. MashaAllah. This is where people slip. People slip. This is how shaitan makes you slip. When he throws his net, shaitan has a net. He throws it on the youth. What am I going to catch today? What am I going to catch today? And she said, wrong number. Put the phone down. But shaitan did not give up. Continuously, that boy is texting her. Tum kaisi ho? Main to tarap raha hu tumhe dekhne ke liye. How are you? My eyes are yearning to see you. Why don't you talk to me? Talk to me. This is my number. We can talk. At least give me 1 minute of your time. And so she, a good girl, a young girl, possibly 16, 17, is reading the text messages and saying, no, I'm not going to respond to this. But the shaitan is whispering, and on the other side, this boy is trying to make a connection to this girl. And this girl, what she is doing is she is reading the text. And in the night, when she went to sleep, she says, at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I am receiving text messages from this boy all night. So the girl says, in my heart a thought came, that can you imagine there is someone who is so desperate to talk to you? Someone who is wanting to talk to you. So she decides, shaitan is putting in her mind now, that you know what, I'm not going to talk to him, but what is the harm in just responding by text? What did shaitan say to her? What is wrong by just responding to her in a text message? So she writes a reply and she says, Walaikum salam, who are you and why do you want to speak to me? Simple. What did she want to write? Who are you and why do you want to speak to me, bhai? And she was about to press the button send. You know, you send button, press that. So the message goes. She says, I am looking at the screen and all of a sudden something comes to my memory screen. A picture is in my memory screen. And in my memory, this screen is there of my father. I'm looking at my phone, and then all of a sudden, there is this image of my father. My father was a lovely man. She is saying in this kitab, my father was a lovely man. And he really showed us love and affection. So every time he would see me, my father would hold my hands and he would say to me in Urdu, Beti tum to mera ghurur ho. Beti tum to mera. Oh my beautiful daughter, you are my pride. What are you? You are my pride. The father always used to say that. You are my pride. When I see you, it's a joy to my eyes. You are my beautiful daughter. Bahut pyar karte the apni aulad se. And she says, I was about to press that button, but Allah put the screen of my father in front of me, as if my father is saying to me, Beti, tum to mera gurur ho, you are my pride. And when this thought came in my mind, I said, of course, oh my father, I am your pride and I will never break your pride. I am your pride and I will never let you down. Abba, I won't let you down. And she said that I deleted the message and then I blocked his number. You see, my respected brothers that are here, this is what we need to do. Until we don't learn how to delete the numbers of those individuals that are going to harm you in the hereafter. You have to put a block. Dhulqarnain was a young man. Dhulqarnain was a young man. When he came to this area where Yajuj and Majuj were coming out and causing mischief. So they said to him, to this young man, that look, what can you do? These evil people that are coming here, causing havoc and harm to us. In short, the Quran says, Hazrat Dhulqarnain put a block there. What is it? A screen. Until you don't learn how to block yourself from evil people, you can never be the winner in life. The Quran is saying this is what he did for the people from Dhulqarnain. He put this huge block, cement block, screen in front of them. Subhanallah. هذا رحمة من ربي. And he said, this is the rahmat of my Allah. But, what did he say? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى. This is what I can do. And this is what we can do. This is what I can do, help you, block you. But when the promise of Allah comes, this wall will become dakka. It will become, in Arabic, dakka is the name given to a female camel without a hump. A female camel without a hump. So dakka means that there is no wall, there is no hump. It will be flattened. When Allah wills, that is the time when this qawm will come out. So this girl blocked the boy's number, deleted the message, and then it was around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. She said, let me go out of my room, maybe just to drink water. And she says, as I was opening my door, in front of me where the living room is, my father was praying tahajjud. And from behind, I could listen to my father's dua. And he was making dua that Bari Ta'ala, look after my children, let them be my pride. Aur ye mere bachche mere ghurur ko na tore Allah, you are the one who will make hifazat of them. And the girl says, when my father was making dua for me, I started to cry. And I closed the dua and I lifted up my hands and I made dua for my father. And I says, Allah, by your help, I will never let my father down. Aisi betiyan ho, aise bachche ho. These are the children that Islam is asking for.
So this is what shaitan does, my respected brothers. He is throwing nets. Anonymous person is calling you, how are you? You don't answer. Block. Don't go to websites, don't do things that are going to harm your iman, because there is no time. The Quran has already clarified there are three stages of your life. The first one, many years, you are weak. The last one, many years, you are weak. The only life you have is the middle crust, bas. This is the middle portion that you have. This is the real, pure gold. And you can't waste this life. The Quran talks about this. Being young is such a ni'mah. And then being young, and at the same time to be a good Muslim, to be a practicing Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of ni'mat for that young boy or that young girl. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was born in a family of mushrikeen. And they were idols, and he broke all the idols and he left one idol there. When they returned back, they were saying, who did this? Gustakhi kisne ki? Man fa'ala hadha bi alihatina? Who did this with our gods? What does the Quran say? They said that we have heard rumors. The only person we think we have shak. But look at the words of the Quran. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَيْن يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah says, فَتَيْن, فَتَن. In the Arabic language, فَتَن means that young man who is in his prime of youth. فَتَن means he is in the prime of his youth. And fatat means that girl who is in the prime of her youth. So the Quran could have said just Ibrahim. But the Quran, Allah's kalam did not say Ibrahim. The Quran says, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَن. Allah gave ishara that when this incident happened, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was a young man in his prime. The Quran and history testifies to this. My respected brothers, that if changes come, if ever you see revolution and any changes, it only comes by the youth. It only comes by the young of society. Remember that. And if the young of the society are righteous, then this will attract the rahmat of Allah. But if the young of the society become corrupted, and they become sinful people, and they follow their carnal desire, the young and the youth, and they are doing zina, and they are doing all the wrong that one can think of, then you are attracting the azab of Allah. This is the problem. Today in the modern world, you will find shaitan and its allies, kufr in human form, has given so much freedom to the youth, given them so many toys, given them so much rights, that for a child to actually present himself to be noble becomes very difficult. And for that, Islam is there to help you, my respected brothers. Look at the Quran. Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, go to Fir'aun. How old was Fir'aun? Fir'aun was young. Sorry, Musa alayhi salam was young when he went to Fir'aun. Maaf karna. Musa alayhi salam was very young when he went to Fir'aun. Look at Surah Kahf. Wo kaun se ayat the Quran-e Kareem ke? إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. The Quran is saying that they were a group of young men. Ashabi Kahf, Ashabi. The whole surah is named after a group of youth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ. Again, فِتْيَةٌ. فِتْيَةٌ means a group of young men. سَيَكُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةُ الرَّابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. And they were saying three, and the fourth was a dog. And they were saying there were five, and the sixth was a dog. And they were saying there are seven, and the eighth one was a dog. A dog decided to accompany this young group of men, young, pious group. And these were the children of the ministers of that time. And their fathers were ministers, very rich people. But they were mushrikeen. And the youth decided that they want to follow Tawheed. And they believe in the oneness of Allah. And they are not going to change the community. They decided to migrate. And they were all moving away from that city. And accompanying them was a dog. When you accompany pious people, even if that creation is not a human being, Allah has made mention of it in the Quran. Ajib. And Allah put them to sleep for more than 300 years. And they woke up at a time in which there was a great debate that is there life after death? There was a debate. Is there life after death? This was the topic at that time. That who is going to bring us back alive when we are dead? And all of the people of the city came and they went to the cave and they saw that Ashabi Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had resurrected them after death. After 300 years they were in front speaking to you. Subhanallah. And it was verified. They understood then. Oh ho. And this mas'ala they understood. Now they understood. It was shown to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown to them. But look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a group of young people. Young people. That is why our parents take care of their children so much. So much. The youth are so important. It is such a ni'mah that we have our madrasa. Such a ni'mah that we have our masajid. Such a ni'mah that we have our community. And nowadays when you look at someone who's 15, 16, 17. Now you tell them that, mashallah, he's balig now, get them married. The parents will say, maro chokro to jawan cheju. He's a baby. Wow. 17-year-old doing all the guna he can on the computer screen, and your son is still a baby. And your daughter is still a baby. Mashallah. Tell that baby to give you the phone. Tell that baby to give you the phone, then the parents will know, oh ho, my son and my daughter are not babies at all. Go for Hajj when you are young. When we become old, 40, 50, budde ban jayenge, then we will go for Hajj. Arey bhai, when you go for Hajj, if you are old, what are you going to be doing? You can't do tawaf like when you are young. And that zeal and mashallah, that energy that you will have when you are young. You know, a person can do 15 tawafs in a day when he is young and fit. Non-stop he is doing tawaf. Can you do that? You can't do that when you are old. You are walking and your feet will hurt. Bye. Sketches. Give me sketches. Oh, bichara, sketches pen kar tawaf kar raha. This is old now. Khatam ho gayi baat. Subhanallah al-Azim, my respected brothers. Your youth, and even the young that are listening at home, sisters, value who you are. This is the time you want to invest. What you can give in the hereafter now, whilst you are young, the changes you can make, positive changes. That's why you will see in the army, someone who is above 40 and someone who is 20, who will be recruited? Huh? Maine mazak kiya tha ek policeman ke saath, that you know, will you guys take me in? He says, Imam, you're too old now. What did he say to me? Imam, you're too old now. Maybe if you were young. I said, you're right. Lekin imam ke andar jazba aur josh to hai, inshallah. But anyway, who are you going to recruit? You are finding a job policeman. Who do they want? young people. Who do they want? There is demand for that youth. But if that youth is going to waste the energy in guna and in sins, what shaitan does, this is going to be devastating for the whole community, unfortunately. When the adab of Allah comes, it comes, why? Because the overall picture is that the people of Amr bil Ma'ruf Nahi anil Munkar are very few. Very few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah save us. These are the things that we have to really understand. That is number one. And you'll see how shaitan attacks the youth. Number two, what we have to do is, being young, you've got a lot of energy. What is it? And sometimes that energy can drive you in the wrong direction. So how do you control that energy? How do you control that energy? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-barakatu ma'a akabirakum. That there is barakat with your elders. What is it? There is barakat with your elders. Listen to your elders. Listen to your elders. This is what Islam teaches. If you're young, alhamdulillah, you have the energy, you have everything. But at the same time, listen to your elders. Why do you want to listen to your elders? What is it that the elders have? Ji? Wisdom, Javed bhai. Wisdom. I remember my grandfather, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. What a lovely man he was. He used to tell me, he used to speak in our language, he said, this beard, do you think it's become grey and white in the heat of the sun? It's experience. What did he say? Experience. I may not be educated. He said to me this. I may not be educated. Bali, I might not have gone to schools, but what I have is experience. Tajuruba. I have seen life. Subhanallah. How true. Our elders. How many times in ujlat, in haste, we do and we take a decision, later on we regret that, you know what, we didn't listen to our elders. We didn't listen to our elders. And then who has to pick up your pieces? Your parents, the elders are still there. They never abandon you. They are there to pick up your pieces. The mistakes you are doing. Why? Because you're not listening to the elders. Al-barakatu ma'a akabirakum. And you will find that in the modern world, the second thing shaitan targets a person is, don't listen to your elders. Don't listen to your ulama. Don't listen to your molisab. Don't listen to your mother. Don't listen to your father. Don't listen to your uncles. Don't listen to your elders. Especially if they love you and they are your well-wishers. This is the mistake we do. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, when he was young, the mother said, Beta, I want you to become a great scholar and travel the world. In those days, what used to happen is that there was a caravan. And in this caravan, people would travel together and they would go to different cities. So even if there was some of the youth that were there, madrasa, people who wanted to go to study in an Islamic country, they were dropped off at the madrasa. So Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was prepared to go in the path of Allah and to acquire education, alhamdulillah. The mother, out of love, she stitched for him a pocket under the sleeves, under the arm here, and put the money securely in that pocket which she had stitched. And she said to the son, Beta, look, I'm giving you some money, look after it, it is here, so that you don't lose it. Ma hoti hai, no problem. And then before leaving, the mother said to the son, Abdul Qadir, my son, there is only one wasiyat I want to give you. There is only one wasiyat I want to give you. Subhanallah, a young man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man came and said, Awsini ya Rasulullah, give me good advice. Give me good advice. And we think that advice is a long lecture. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him advice and said to him, La taghzab, don't get angry. Bas, go. Anything else? He said, La taghzab. Again, don't get angry. Anything else? He said, La taghzab. If you can control your anger, you're a man. You're a beloved to Allah. Don't get angry. Subhanallah. Wasiyat by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this mother is saying to the son, Beta Abdul Qadir, my one wasiyat to you. Don't ever lie. Don't ever lie. Nowadays what happens, we lie. What do? We are lying. But we've become masters in giving excuses. Professionals in giving excuses. And we will give so many excuses that we feel guilty ourselves. Yeah, what I did was wrong. Itna malaka hota hai baz logon. So he said to the mother, Amma, I will never lie. Anyway, to cut the story short, in an Islamic country also there, what used to happen, sometimes you would have the highway robbers. Ye chor hote the, daku. Kya hote the? Daku. And this was easy money, so when you had a convoy traveling, so just to hijack that convoy and take all the expensive belongings that are there. And this is how they would live. So people expected that also. But they would take that risk. So, lo behold, subhanallah, that convoy was stopped by a group of robbers. Everyone was standing outside, checked, all the maal was stolen, taken, everything. Everybody had to give something. This young boy, Abdul Qadir, stands, they check him, what is your belonging? They looked into his belonging, nothing but food, simple, nothing, they couldn't take anything out of him. Smart boy, they said to him, you must be hiding something somewhere. So he says, what can I be hiding? No, you must be. So they took him to the Amir, Chor ka Amir. Choro ka Amir hota hai, kya hota hai? Choro ka Amir hota hai. So they took him to the leader. Says, this young boy, we've taken nothing out from him. Don't worry. So the Amir said to him, that have you got anything like money or anything that is expensive that we can take from you? So now he remembers that my mom said not to. He says, yes, of course I have money. I have money. So where's your money? He goes, here. Here's the money. The hidden pocket was here, stitched by the mother. And they opened up the pocket and mashallah, a lot of money came out. So this leader of the thieves said that, why did you tell us that you have the money? You know, we checked on you, we couldn't find anything, so why did you tell us the truth? So Abdul Qadir said that I know rizq is from Allah. Rizq is from Allah. And my mom told me never to lie. This money can come and go, but I will not break the promise of my mother. But if you look at it here, according to the mas'ala, it would not even have been a lie. Because it is your property. Fiqh, in fiqh, it's not a lie. You're protecting something. Someone is there to harm you. So you can trick him. There's no issue about that. It's your property. But even that was unbearable for him. Subhanallah. Such was the dua of the mother and such was the ikhlas of the son, that the leader did tawbah, repented and gave everything back to the people of the caravan. And he said to his group, look, I am repenting. My advice is you repent also. If you don't want to repent, for you is your way, for me is my way. But he was such a beloved to them also. He did their tarbiyah in stealing. So he says, we will follow you all the way. And they all did tawbah and they all became waliullah. Waliullah in a sense, their lives changed. You see, barakat is with your elders. Barakat is with your elders. Allah give us the tawfiq. Just to conclude, in Jumu'ah I had mentioned that if Allah has given you this position, this post, mashallah, and a very prestigious post that you have, that you are working, that you see people, Muslims and non-Muslims, always make an intention, I am not working only for my rozi and rizq. I am not working only for my rozi and rizq. I am working, Ya Allah, to spread your deen. That is the niyat. And whenever you get an opportunity to spread your deen, to help someone, to talk to someone, to smile at someone, to talk to him, if he's a non-Muslim, talk to him about the importance of tawheed. What is the benefit of Islam? Subhanallah al-Azim, then you will see your life will change. If you are working from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock with the intention, Allah, I am working to spread your deen, then for 8 hours you are getting thawab. Very easy. This is the intention we should have. Unfortunately, what happens, a lot of the people are right on the top, but they have no courage to speak to people and to give people the da'wat for Islam or talk to them about Islam, anything positive about Islam, and if they are Muslim brothers, to say something that is going to elevate their iman. Do you know that the maqam of a muazzin is very high? The status of a muazzin is very high. In Jannah, it is said that their necks will be very elevated, very high. So it's not that there's a disability and when you look at someone, you might think that, oh, this person looks ugly. No. In Jannah, what it means that Allah will give them such beauty, that a person will recognize them to be muazzins. These are the muazzins of the ummah. Such a high rank. Why is this high rank given to them? Because they have the courage and they are publicly making this proclamation. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No fear. Allah is the greatest. Allah, there is no one greater than Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa. Ashhadu an hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Maqam muazzin ka. Why? We are reminded all the time that when you are working, all of you are muazzins. All of you are muazzins. Not just the muazzin who gives azan. You all can be a muazzin. And your intention is, if I'm a barrister, I'm a barrister later on, but I'm first a Muslim serving my deen. If I'm a doctor, I'm a doctor later on, but first I'm a doctor serving my deen. If I'm an accountant, I'm an accountant later on, I'm serving my deen first. If I'm a plumber, electrician, I'm serving my deen first. If I'm an alim, I'm serving my deen first. If I'm a teacher, I'm serving my deen first. If we get into this habit of promoting good morals all the time at every opportunity, insha'Allah ta'ala, you will see changes around you. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.